I'm gonna eat, so I'm gonna.
You never heard of me?
Can you get the look off your face, Jalen? With that big bottom lip in that mouth? He's making the light. What now? Where we take the hottest sports topics and others now, stay tuned, woo, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tyreek, Tobias, and Jalen 86.
We back, gang. West side from the, I'm sorry, hold on.
East side, bro.
Did you miss us? It's okay if you didn't.
We kicked Malin off the podcast, in case y'all was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. We'll not be back.
It's about time.
We had a survey poll that showed that he was the least liked member of the podcast, so we booted him.
Bye, my man.
Between fans and members.
Mainly members.
Let's get an RIP, Malin in the chat.
Members had 95% of the vote.
F's in the chat for May May.
Not RIP, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, did you kill him?
We didn't kill him. We didn't hit Malin, not dead. We're just going to miss him.
I got a question I'll ask you before we started. How long can you save queso before you can eat it?
Did
you buy it hot?
Yeah, I bought it hot. I got it from Willie's. I got it on Sunday.
You got to the end of the day.
You're fine. No, you're fine.
Nah, I'm with Jamie. You're fine.
Both of you, though, to not finish the queso in one sitting. Are you okay?
I got full.
I'm a white girl. We don't not finish cheese. I'm sorry. No cheese left behind.
What if you leave it out and don't put it in the refrigerator for a day?
Who cares, bro? Just eat it, dude.
This is a female. I'm a girl, so forgive me. When you eat queso or anything for that matter, do you get a stomach ache regardless?
Like anything at all?
Well, queso. Are you going to get a stomach ache?
You mean like dairy stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what I eat, I'm going to get a tummy ache, and that's just my life. But my point is, if you eat queso good or if you eat it bad, it's just going to give you a tummy ache, so you might as well just eat it.
You might be lactose intolerant.
Yeah, honestly.
Everybody's lactose intolerant.
Correct.
Only thing that gives me a tummy ache is coffee.
Everything gives me a tummy ache.
Did you guys know it was lactose intolerant? When I was growing up, I thought it was lactose and tolerant. Like, I thought it was four words.
You sound like me. That's what I was saying right there.
I thought it was four words. Lactose and tolerant.
Let's pray for Tobias and Tyree.
I wouldn't have said that if I were you, buddy.
I don't care. The people know who I really am.
I could tell y'all a story, but we'll use it for another day. We gotta move on to the topics.
Yeah, we gotta talk about your stories.
So, as we all know, the Olympics ended, I don't know, last week. Did y'all really watch like that?
I was locked in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the best sport in the Olympics, in my opinion, besides basketball, was women's rugby. That was intense to watch. If you were a football lover, that was good to watch.
Guys, were there some Amazonians there? Is that why?
No, they were not. I'm Amazonians. They were not. I would not qualify them as Amazonians. No offense. No offense, ladies. No offense at all. No, at all.
What would you consider them as?
They are unique specimens. Oh. Extraordinary specimens. That's what I'll call them.
I'm going to start calling them ugly people that.
No. Yeah, I'm not saying they're ugly, but like... I was telling one of my friends at work, I was like, what's her name? Ilana, what's her last name? Ilana Mohir. That girl reminds me of Athena. I mean, that's Derrick Henry 2.0, the female version of Derrick. Yes. If I could put Athena in that, that'd probably be her.
That like got
Yeah, the TikToker. Yeah, she's like a TikToker. Yeah,
I thought she was a swimmer for some reason.
What is her name?
Ilana Moher.
Ilona, I think.
Yeah. Ilana Moher. I think that's it.
She's funny. But
I mean, she did a lot for the sport, though. I mean, for women's rugby, period.
Isn't she a famous daughter of somebody?
No, I don't think so. She's just famous on social media. But because of like how good that women's rugby team did, I think it was a famous or like a billionaire or something. They're going to donate, I think, $1 million a year or something, $4 million a year for the next 4 years to
what now?
Help them train.
Okay.
Yeah, because they won a bronze medal, and like they saw how much attention, like, you know, they drew to the sport, like just the U.S. team brought to the sport. And so this donor wants to donate $1 million a year to the U.S. team to help them train to the next Olympics.
Did y'all see the report of the guy from the Philippines? I forgot what sport he played. But he got so much from the country just by winning gold.
Yes.
Like he got crazy. I'm gonna look it up, but like he got like a house, money, free furniture, like just like endless supplies of stuff just by winning gold. I'm gonna find the list now. But that's kind of crazy.
That means something to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't care about it over here as much as they do over there.
I feel like it, and like if when you compare it, I feel like it, I mean, it's just what you said. It means more to them. And like, I feel like it's a bigger accomplishment to them because a lot of those players that are coming over, they work in a 9-to-5. Like, they're just regular, ordinary citizens that they just found. Like, oh, you're good at this?
Some of them in high school still.
Yeah. And they're beating everybody that we send over to the Olympics. Like, they train for that. Some of them their whole lives. They train for the Olympics. Like, those gymnasts, they train their entire lives for these moments right here. But yeah, they got people over in, you know, Malaysia who they may have found them and that they're good at.
I have the list right here.
Yeah. The list of what?
So this guy who won, he's a wrestler. Mm-hmm. He won gold from the Philippines. He gets 10 million Philippine pesos, which is roughly $173,000 in U.S. Mm-hmm. He gets a house gifted by the government, a two-bedroom condo with 18,000 worth of furniture, a lifetime supply of ramen, cookies, and free meals, free colonoscopy, and gastroenterology consultations once he turns 45.
Good for him.
Hey, Reek. Me and Reek had the same exact face. A free colonoscopy.
That's hard, though, bro.
That's so random.
Honestly, I mean,
that's
like
his health, though. That's men's health, though.
I feel like not patriotic at all if I ever watch the Olympics because, like, sure, it's cool when USA wins, but, like, when little countries win and stuff, that's so much cooler to me.
It is.
We have more.
I think it's fun when the little countries win in the smaller sports.
Yeah, I don't like in basketball, soccer, or gym, track. No, no, we own those sports.
Ooh, that's all. It's fun. It's fun to see the Cinderella stories in the bigger sports, like South Sudan putting up a fight, even though they didn't win much in basketball.
We'll beat them on one.
Like no, we're gonna put them on blast. This one, Jameson Owen. U.S. America United come at Jameson Owen. He was going for Serbia when it was USA versus Serbia. Actively pulling for them. A disgrace, man. Disgrace. Yeah, I'm calling him out right now.
So what was the original question, Jamie? Which one did you do?
Noah Lyles is a hater.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Noah Lyles.
That one first?
Comment, but
Okay. So...
We can start with the good stuff and then end with negativity.
Oh, I like that.
We like negativity here.
Let's start with the good stuff. Start on a good note. Good note. And then we'll hate on it.
Which one is that?
Okay. I'm going to just give you guys some stats, if I could. I don't know what the exact number is, but I know that USA won 65% of all medals won.
Mm.
In the entire Olympics, and that is insane. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the medal count now. I think we end up tying with China for most golds.
I think we did too.
We had like 120, I think, 130.
Yeah, 126 total.
Yeah,
total golds won. We have 40 gold. Mm-hmm. I mean, not gold won, medals won. 40 gold, 44 silver, 42 bronze. I'll just go to top three. China had 40 gold, 27 silver, 24 bronze. That's a total of 91. And Japan had 20 golds, 12 silvers, and 13 bronze, which comes out to 45.
Wow. Yeah, I think USA had like a couple hundred more athletes than everybody else, than like the next highest person. But it's still crazy because we still got to compete and win. So,
With that though, the only thing I mean, and y'all correct me, please. Maybe y'all know a little bit more than me and more insight. But I don't like other countries making that argument because you still got to qualify to be in the Olympics. So right, that just means we had more. I mean, we just had more athletes that qualified at that point, and that's how I'm seeing it.
Well, we probably have more athletes that play more sports also.
And a lot of people who have more money who can train up. And...
Yeah, we have the resources.
Right. That's why I think it's cool when little countries win, because not a lot of them have it.
I think Belize only had one athlete in general at the Olympics. Like Belize, and I feel like when I was watching the opening ceremony, and he was just waving the flag by himself.
Yeah, that was
nice. I was like, that's nice. Like I wish, part of me wish he had like a second person so they can at least have another athlete to experience it with it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, his coaches and stuff was probably there, but
yeah,
the athlete to experience it with. But it's still nice that you're the only person to represent your whole country,
entire country, with everything. Yeah.
So who do y'all think gained the most at the Olympics? Which athlete out of all sports?
Gained the most what? Like, what was it?
Anything, whatever you think is worth the gain.
Those two French men.
Which one?
Nah.
No, everyone in the world. Never mind.
Later. I was going to say the shooter. I think he got the most clout out of everybody in Olympics. That man right there. He became an icon. I mean, that Joker had no gear on, hand in pocket.
Like, I'm telling you, bro, just showed up.
He literally just woke up, had his.
It's like somebody forced him to come.
Yeah.
He's an assassin in real life. 1,000%.
Did you see his comments on like what? Like, they asked him, like, why he didn't have any gear? It was cold. He said, I'm a natural shooter.
I didn't know he said, I was born to shoot.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shoot.
I hope this don't get us like hurt on YouTube, but
people
were saying online like how America don't got no the best shooters in the world.
Oh my god!
We can't laugh at that.
No, that's not funny at all. It's not funny at all.
That's sad, actually, though, for real. You go to a foreign country and you don't even like worry about that there.
Yeah. So like the fact that they have actual athletes that shoot and we just have like what we have is crazy. But anyway, Tobias, you good, bro?
I'm good.
Okay. Did y'all hear about the we'll get back to the question, but the Olympics. We've been out for too long, so we gotta talk about the Olympics.
Yeah.
The breakdancing thing. Y'all saw that day.
Yes, I watched it live. That poor Australian.
I watched something on TikTok. It was talking about how like she actually got to the Olympics. Is that basically in Australia, it was like her, she was competing. There's like a bunch of other, like, you know, other people competing against her. But the trainer, like the person who was like recruiting for Olympics, was her husband. And so they basically like pushed aside everyone else in Australia just to get her. And she wasn't the most talented and stuff. And so a lot of people were saying like it's justified that, you know, now she's getting flamed by the entire world. Like imagine getting flamed by the entire world.
That would be my 13th reason. That would be it for
me. The world. That's crazy. Entire.
Like if the entire world is. Yeah. I'll see y'all. I've lived my life.
But
what do these athletes and like non-sports leagues do in between the Olympics? I know they have their smaller competitions and stuff, but like I know for a fact like all these track athletes aren't running races every month.
I think some of them.
I think they are. Or some of them are. Yeah.
Or like the gymnasts
continue to train.
Like Simone.
The gymnasts are probably like coaches.
Yeah,
I can see that.
People like her, I know she got money to where she don't have to do nothing else. But like the other ones,
like Simone, you mean?
Say it again.
You said Simone.
Yeah, like I know Simone has like, she has the money to not have to do something else in terms of jobs. But like other smaller gymnasts that don't have the clout that she has or the money, I wonder what they do in the three other years that they're not.
I'm sure that they have their own kind of like competitions and stuff. So
I think. Well, the only sport I really looked into because I was curious about it was the beach volleyball. All of them, they have like tournaments every year, like a couple tournaments every year. So why you shake that face, too. Jamie? Why you shake your head, Jamie? I watch it because it's actually interesting. It is. It's very interesting.
What's the sport that you watch that's not a typical sport that you usually watch that you found to enjoy after watching it?
Water polo.
That was interesting.
Yeah, water polo is good. I've actually watched water polo before at the Olympics. So water polo is a very interesting sport.
Hey, are we trying to go to LA in 4 years?
Yeah.
I would go. I'm not gonna lie. If we actually plan for it, I would go.
Better start saving now.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be expensive.
I would go to a random event. Something random. Surfing.
Well, the surf is in New Zealand. It's not even in LA. I think it's in New Zealand. Like,
well, no, this year was in New Zealand because they don't have beaches in Paris.
Yeah,
but LA might have places where they can do surfing.
Probably
Hawaii.
Probably
yeah,
San Diego.
Or Hawaii. Probably Hawaii, to be honest. But yeah, okay. But yeah, the Olympic athletes. I guess we just talk about Noah Lyles then.
All right, so I don't know really. Y'all are gonna have to carry this.
How do we start with this? I guess Noah Lyles. Everybody knows the background on Noah Lyles. You know, world champions of what?
And if you don't.
If you don't, basically, what Noah Lyles said about a year ago, I think it was really about a year ago around this time after the NBA championship.
After the Nuggets won the championship.
After the Nuggets won the championship.
Noah Lyles had a problem with the NBA gear saying world champions after it's just a league championship. He went on to say world champions of what? And a lot of players did not like that for obvious reasons. I think everybody would assume that the NBA is the best league in the world. But his point was, you don't know until you do it. And there's never going to be a way to figure that out. But people didn't like that. And then fast forward to now. What did he say? I know he said something about Tyreek Hill. I know he also said something about Anthony Edwards that might not really be sports related.
He said he claimed that statement to be false, but I think that was his PR team telling him to control himself. Yeah, he's capping. But basically, I think it was Nike or Jordan invited Adidas. Adidas had invited Noah Lyles to come to an event that was going to kind of showcase and get one of his signature shoe deals, and other athletes are going to be there too. But he had an issue with it. He's like, 'cause he won a shoe deal, and he brought up Ant as an example. And he was talking. I mean, he basically pairing him and Ant said that he deserved a shoe deal more than Ant, and that's what the report was that he said, like that he said to somebody else. And Noah Lyles came out and said that's not the case. I did not say that at all. Anthony Edwards is obviously a great athlete. Honestly, I haven't heard anything from Anthony Edwards about it yet, unless y'all have. But then 2 weeks later, him and Tyreek Hill started to get it. I think Tyreek Hill started it, honestly. I think he was talking about Noah Lyles. He said that he could beat him in a 100-yard, in a 100-meter. And then Noah Lyles was trying to disregard him. He's like, yeah, what's the one, the football player, the cheetah guy, what's his name, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, and basically just said, if he's really about it, he would actually want to do it. And then Tyreek Hill responded to him and said, Sign a paper, bro. Sign a contract. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Tyreek Hill has nothing to lose.
He doesn't.
And Noah Lyles is everything to lose in that race. So if I was Noah Lyles, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because if Tyreek Hill beats Noah Lyles,
That's his whole career. That's his career.
Tyreek Hill, all Tyreek Hill has to do is not get like destroyed. Yeah. Like, and in racing, you can't really get destroyed, really. If it like, unless it's like you're like 4 seconds behind.
I mean, you're not going to race nobody that you know that you're going to destroy. You're not going to race nobody that they're both fast. Yeah. It's just how much faster the other person?
No, Lyles obviously is faster, but like, it's just how much faster is he the entire
game? My thing is a lot of people, I want to talk about this specifically because I feel like I'm on the opposite side of the Noah Lyles hate. Like, I feel like outside of the original NBA comments and maybe the Anthony Edwards stuff, everything that he said was in response to what people have said to him because of what he originally said about the NBA. Like, and I feel like all the NBA stars are talking about Noah Lyles now after they won, but they weren't saying anything before he won. So, for example, like Carmelo was saying stuff about Noah Lyles, and I think Dame said something about Noah Lyles. Like, people that wasn't even on the team, first of all. And then the Tyreek Hill thing. So I feel like Noah Lyles, you know, he's a smart as in not like dumb, but like smart as in he got a smart mouth. So the way he responds seems smart. But I feel like Noah Lyles' comments is all usually just responses to what people say to him. But he gets a bad look because obviously the NBA got more fans and people know the NBA players more than him, so they gonna stick with the NBA side, mm-hmm. or that the NBA / Tyreek Hill side of it.
That'd be
bro's a hater. Bro's a hater. Like, it is what it is. Bro's a hater. You can be very PC like he wanted to be at the beginning, but like the first one. Was like, okay, yeah, but I mean, you're right, but like, you didn't have to say it. And then on top of that, the Tyreek Hill one is like, you're lying. You don't know Tyreek Hill, you're lying. Like, I understand, yeah. You could not. How do you know his nickname but not know his name? Like,
yeah, but like, but Tyreek Hill, but again, Tyreek Hill is the one who started it. So like, he's not gonna be. Like, it's fine. If he had started it, I think it'd have been different. But Tyreek Hill said something to him, like, I can beat you in a race. So then, of course, now Lyles going to come back and say something back to him.
But to say, I don't know who that is,
you didn't have to say that.
You didn't have to say that.
But Tyreek Hill also didn't have to say he would beat Noah Lyles in a race.
But that wasn't disrespectful. To say that you don't know who it is throwing
jokes. That's disrespect.
I feel like saying somebody that's in their prime – in their sport, in a sport that you don't play, and saying you can beat them after they just showed that they are the fastest person in the world is disrespectful.
Not if you're known for being the fastest person in your league, though. Like, you're known for speed, and you can say, I think I can beat them. That's just athlete-to-athlete jock talk. Once you
But one athlete is literally that sport.
But the other one is football. He just has the speed. Do you not think that Tyreek Hill actually thinks that he can beat him?
You said, say it again.
Do you think that Tyreek Hill thinks that he can beat him?
Probably. He probably does think he can beat him.
So why not say it?
Because why would you say it? Like, there's no point in
because
saying
he wants to go against the fastest person that, to showcase his speed. I don't think that's disrespect. I think that's more like,
but
I want to see how fast I am compared to this man.
If I'm Trae Young, I think I could beat LeBron James. I think I could beat LeBron James. Am I going to say I could beat LeBron in basketball?
But that's not disrespectful if he says that, though. That's what I'm saying.
He met the I guess if you want to call it a challenge, with like shade. Like, you didn't have to do that. You could just be like, all right, let's lace him up. Because if you know that you're the fastest in the world and somebody says, I think I can beat you, like, okay, then come show me. Like, it could have just been that. But exactly. Then, like you said, he takes the – I don't want to call it the S word like we usually say it now, but like the smart Alec approach to it, like, who is this? Who is this cheetah guy? I don't even know who this is. It's like, bro, like, you already have a bad taste in people's mouths already by the way that you talk about other pro athletes. Like you're putting that monkey on your back though.
But I think outside of that first comment, he didn't say anything else to anybody, like at all until he started responding to people this year when the Olympics came. Like Tobias said, he mentioned that first comment with Denver a year ago, and he hadn't said anything since until people started coming back at him about and hating on him. Really, is hoping he would lose. People, Americans was hoping he would lose the race.
I was. I ain't gonna lie. I was pulling against him. I really was hoping he'd lose that race. I really was. I still. This is me conspiracy, me theory. I mean, he may have been sick, but I think he could compete it. I think he's using COVID as an excuse. I really do.
I mean, he got second in the, or bronze in the 200.
He got. And think about.
He got gold in the 100.
He got bronze and he got a gold.
And think about how much of him opening his mouth affected that. Because, like, if he didn't say a word this entire time, and, like, even during the lip, if he didn't say anything, if he actually had COVID and then he plays, got bronze while doing COVID, the story would have been totally different. And it'd been like, no loss at COVID.
Look at his feet that he did. But
yeah, exactly.
I just feel like but he's bringing
he, But if he but, didn't have, if he didn't say what he said, he wouldn't have got any story at all. He's famous for what he said.
He probably got a story. I think he got a story.
If it would have been a known story that he just had COVID and he still won bronze when he's supposed to be the fastest man in the world, I think it was like, wow, he just overcame COVID.
It wouldn't be as big of a story though. I agree.
Noah Lyles got all his clout from that statement. Yeah. Nobody knew who Noah Lyles.
Do you not think his energy, like, forget what he said. Do you not think his energy is somewhat riding off of being somebody who
a hater
gives off hater, even if he's not trying to hate, and that's just who he is, and that's how his confidence shows. Riding off of that, and like, I don't know who these people are. They're really nothing to me. I want to be the best in the world.
What Jalen said this whole time, talking about Noah Lyles, we didn't start out by saying he's the fastest man in the world. We started out by saying he's a hater. Like he's not known for being the fastest man in the world.
That's my point. Because his comments, we wouldn't know who his name was outside of 2 weeks before the Olympics started. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for his comments. Yeah. Because it's not like he raced in the Olympics the last one and won. But nobody talks about that one until he mentioned the NBA.
Yeah.
He already had a gold medal.
He didn't have to say nothing. But
I think it's just the NBA fans gotten their feelings more than the players did.
I guess if we want to touch on the Anthony Edwards thing, I feel like I want to find his actual quote about his PC quote. But I think the Anthony Edwards thing was like, I don't think you can twist it any other way, but that's hate. Basically, just to give a little background, Anthony Edwards has his signature shoe out, the AE1, and Adidas is putting all of their money behind Anthony Edwards. He is a media darling, of course. He has all the charisma. He has the game to go with it, and XYZ. And they're doing their promo run for him on the back of him winning a gold medal. And of course, you know how these brand shindigs go. They all want to invite all of the players or athletes that are signed. And the fake quote was, I don't have the fake quote because it's clearly fake, but something along the lines of, I'm not about to go to an event for somebody who hasn't even made the finals. And then he ended up getting backlash for that. Anthony Edwards called him a wannabe fake Usain Bolt. a fake Usain Bolt. A lot of people had other stuff to say about it.
That's funny.
And then I did want to point out his actual quote, because I feel like there's some shade in there too. I want to read it word for word. I'm probably not gonna be able to pull it up. I should have pulled it up earlier. But he said something on the back end that was like, and congrats on getting your gold medal. I just feel like I just feel like his energy is like is bad. Even if he felt like that, and whoever he told it to took it out of proportion and try to make a story out of it, I think for somebody who wants to be someone who's marketed behind, this ain't the way to do it.
I think it is though.
I think it can work, but
he's like
to not be liked. People have to like you. Like you have to be somewhat liked by somebody.
I don't think so though. All publicity is good publicity. And when you, like I was talking about earlier, when your sport is only recognized every 4 years, anything that you can get within those next 3 years is better than anything. Because he can win 13 races the next 3 years. Ain't nobody gonna think about Noah Lyles unless he mentions something, some hate to the NBA or to the NFL or somebody. And all that, and then that's gonna be more people watching his Olympic races when they come up, and that's gonna be more money for him. So I think it's a good thing for him.
I would agree that all publicity is somewhat good publicity, but when you're trying to sell something to somebody, you have to be able to market behind somebody wanting to buy something. Uh-huh. And if all you do is make people mad, it's gonna be hard to be like, okay, can y'all buy this? And they're like, nah, bro's a hater. If you flip it to the other side where it's like some Steph Curry, everybody likes Steph. So it's easy. Yeah. It's easy for somebody to go buy something.
He's not really trying to sell anything. I think he's just trying to keep
the point of his fake quote was, I deserve a shoe. I'm the Olympian. I'm the fastest in the world. That was the basis of what all of the Anthony Edwards stuff was about. Which I agree. I mean, if you're the fastest man in the world and you're signed to Adidas should definitely put you in a shoe. I definitely agree. But I think he could get off on being the bad guy, but like hating on your fellow brand mate is kind of crazy. If that's what really happened.
To have a hero, you gotta have a villain. Somebody gotta be the villain.
Speaking of villains, it would seem as if everyone's favorite Tua has made some comments about his former head coach, calling him a terrible person, basically for just saying that he wasn't good and shouldn't be doing what he's doing. What are our thoughts here?
I'm going to let y'all go before because I feel like I have an unpopular opinion.
To me, that sounds spoiled. Sorry, that coach was doing what he was supposed to do. If you're not good, you don't need to. So I'm not saying Tua is not good. He's good, but he and that coach obviously did not have coaching styles and learning styles, whatever, that could benefit from each other. So yeah, Tua wasn't great at one point.
I'm with you.
You sound spoiled saying, oh, he's a terrible person. He told me I'm not good. Okay. He's good, but he found a coach that hyped him up. Apparently that's what he needed to be hyped up, which is good. Fine. I like words of affirmation too, but he found a coach that was better fit to coach him, and he's doing well. I don't think that makes that coach a terrible person. I just think that y'all didn't mesh well together, and you sound spoiled.
Word for word, exactly what I was about to say, Jamie. Like, I don't think Brian Flores is a terrible person. I mean, think about who he is. He's a defensive-minded coach. If you guys know defensive coordinators, they're not all, it's okay, bub, you made a mistake. Like, heck no, they are on you. Like, what the heck was that? Get out the game. Get out the game. Like, you're doing it wrong. Like, defense is about discipline, dude. So, he's a defensive-minded coach right there. So, of course, he's going to be a little bit tougher on his quarterback. If his quarterback misses a throw, like, dude, that sucked. What are you doing right now? Like, do I need to bring somebody else? And he's going to be tougher with him. McDaniels is an offensive-minded coach. He's going to be all, oh, it's okay, bub. You're doing great. This is your destiny. This is your destiny to live. I believe in you. And there's nothing wrong with either of them, but it's just different coaches.
I believe that I mean, what y'all are saying is true, but I think it's both sides are wrong. I feel like any relationship, whether it's player coach or wife, husband, any friend, any type of relationship has some type of compromise. And I feel like as a player, from Tua's side where Tua was wrong, you got to understand that sometimes you got to change how you take stuff. You can't take stuff to heart. If he's being hard on you, especially in the a combat sport like football, you gotta take that to the head. But then also from Brian Flores' side, I feel like as a coach, you gotta learn your players and know what each player can take and what he can't take. And if you find it figuring out that Tua is not the person that takes hard criticism well, then you gotta alter the way you coach a little bit. So I feel like both sides should have compromised a little bit to make it work.
He was hurting his feelings.
Wait, what, Jamie?
I'm saying, did Tua ever like come to him and say, "Hey, look, I'm willing to work with you, have you be my coach, but I need a different style of feedback."
Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, yeah, if Tua, I mean, everything's about communication. If Tua never said anything, that's not Tua's fault. I mean, that's not Coach Flores' fault.
Have y'all ever had a boss that y'all couldn't work for?
Like, cause?
A boss. A boss that y'all couldn't work for, and you don't think that they were a good leader?
Yeah. I can name a whole bunch of them, but I'm not going to right now.
Yeah.
I just think...
Say names.
Nah, I can't.
That's crazy.
If you still work with him, raise your hand.
Oh,
Bias, what are you working in?
You're out of here. I guess my point was, just to piggyback off Reek was saying, as I can understand the defensive background and the hard nose of the game, but when you're a head coach, you're the one that's supposed to make adjustments for the betterment of your team. I don't think that him giving him tough love is necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it is football, and you're a grown man. But I think that I don't think everybody's fit to be a head coach. Everybody can't take the Bill Belichick role, especially if they replaced you, and it's shown to like not work. Then I'm gonna put that on, Flores, because clearly the Dolphins think that Tua is the quarterback for their future. So if you're coming in and telling him that he sucks and he's not taking it well to the point where it's like it's affecting his play or his mental or whatever it is, yeah, in a vacuum he should grow up. But like, who's more important to your team, your quarterback or your coach? I just think If all this stuff is true, and he was telling him he sucks, I don't believe that he's actually
saying. Yeah, I don't think he said that.
Like, if you're saying, you suck. Now that's crazy. That would just be insane. Like, imagine that. But if he was telling him, you need to tighten up on this, you need to tighten up on that, and he's taking you suck out of it, then I think he got to look in the mirror a little bit. And everybody likes McDaniels anyway. He's cool.
But I feel like it's a new age. So
it's probably super easy to just like be like, yeah, that guy was a D-bag.
Tua, how old is Tua?
To me, he's young. It's very clear to me that Tua did not have a father who, after your best game ever, your dad's still going to sit the whole car ride home and tell you everything you did wrong.
Boy.
Hello?
I didn't get into football, but I got in.
I would be so excited about my game, and my dad would tell me first thing out of his mouth is what I did wrong. Tua, you need to grow up.
Probably. Bro, I sucked at football. I didn't get it in football. I got it in golf, though.
You should have been playing that in the first place, my boy.
Hey. Listen, I was an all-star in both sports.
All right. That's a good segue. Let's So college football's coming up. Let's hear everyone's way too early predictions for each of the – are we doing, like, Power 5 or what are we doing?
I think just those three, honestly.
SEC,
just,
Big 10, Big 12?
No, and ACC, Big 10, and SEC. Oh, ACC, SEC, and Big 10, yeah.
I forgot. We're not Big 12 anymore.
Yeah, we're not Big 12. I'm sorry, Big 12.
What is the when does the season start?
Technically, the first game is this weekend, but the first, like, official week is next week.
All right. Thursday is when they really, really start next Thursday, but FSU is playing in Ireland. My cousin's there.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That's such a good chant.
NC State and who is WCU?
Western Carolina. That's not. They're Division II school. That's the big game. That's next Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a game Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's going to be Georgia Tech versus Florida State.
Florida State, Georgia Tech, yeah.
That one doesn't count, though, right?
It does count. It counts. But the next, but the first big game of the season is going to be Georgia versus Clemson. Oh, yeah, I guess it was. Yeah, I kicked that off. Yeah.
That's going to be such a good one.
It is. I really hope Clemson pulls it off. I don't know if they can.
I hate both teams.
They do. Oh, it make me so happy.
Is this the 12 playoff?
Yeah. So 12. So with the 12, it's kind of, you know, why I asked about the champion thing. Because the top four seeds are going to be the highest seeded conference champions. Really Power Five, but I think the top four seeds are going to be the highest seeded conference champions. So, and with the Power Five getting the priority. So, like, if it really sucks though. Well, I don't know. I got to pull the details.
Explaining it. Don't put your opinion on it.
But look it up. But the top four, like the four seeds get a bye, and those are the conference champions. I think it's Power Five. I could be wrong.
The top four? It got to be four if it.
Four. I would assume it's the top
it's top four.
Is it top four in ranking or is it top four?
No, it's the top.
Wonder the conference.
The top four that won the conference. So like, let's say if.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense though.
You could be number two if you do win your conference, and let's say Georgia is number five, and they win the conference, they'll get
a conference. The conference winners get a first round bye.
Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. The first round bye doesn't go off your seeding. It goes off of your seeding and if you want a conference championship. So, and see, it's really complicated this year. And it'd be really cool to see the turnout. But my take on it though is like with the conference championships, like now I don't even know if, do you even want to win a championship at this point? Because it kind of reminds me of how like the NFL is. You know how like the last week, how they sit out a lot of people and stuff? For it.
I can see why you say that. Yeah. But I mean, if winning that game is going to, like, if you're the number three seed.
Exactly.
And you end up making the conference championship, it would.
You don't want
to
play.
It wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't make any sense for you to pull your starters because it could maybe boost your ranking up once you get into the brackets.
You don't want to play. Like, I wouldn't want to play it. But you can't.
But you can say that as a first. Like, say you're Michigan and you went 15-0.
Yeah.
Or not 15-0 or whatever, 12-0.
12-0.
And you're like, we're gonna make the playoffs anyway.
Yeah.
I would agree with you that it wouldn't be as important to win your conference championship if you know that you have a better shot of resting and doing better in the playoffs. I can see some teams taking that approach.
I mean, you could honestly. I mean, this is very petty and dumb. I don't see it happening. But like, if you really wanted to, if you do go 12-0, and you know you got to play in the conference championship, if you want to play your starters, heck, you could just say, "All right, we're not playing. We're playing all bench warmers, seniors who never got a chance to play. You're gonna play this week, and you take an L that one. You still make playoffs, and you're gonna be like you're 12-0. You're gonna be the
15th. Like that's what I'm saying. Like if you won your conference and you just said, "Screw this, I want to win the national championship," like. Yeah.
You can take it by then, yeah.
I think there's more pride in college sports than other professional sports. Like,
oh, absolutely,
especially those seniors. Well, like,
for the fans, yeah, like the students, but them, especially because usually the ones that are the most of the players, especially the top players that are on the top teams, are going to go to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so what am I trying to say? So. I feel like they don't really care too much. They're already thinking about the draft.
Yeah.
They don't care about the conference championship. They just want the national one. But
oh yeah, they're going to sit. I could see something like that. Them wanting to sit out the conference championship.
I see a lot of number one seeds sitting out.
So they start dropping in the rankings for real.
It's going to be I think either this year or next year will be the last year to do conference championships because like it doesn't make any sense. Like
they shouldn't. Yeah,
they have. I don't think they should. I think you have to.
I feel like you have to
because there's going to be teams that don't make the playoffs and they're going to be like, "What are we playing for?"
I feel like it should just be soccer where there's no real championship. It's just whoever is the best team at the end of the year.
You get it. Yeah, you get it. They have the best record. If you split it, you split it. Whatever. But I don't feel like, I don't think there should be a game. Like, this is cut. And then, yeah, it's just unnecessary.
I see what y'all are saying, but I don't think there's any way the NCAA does that.
They want that.
They still have to sell these games.
Yeah, they want
that. I mean, that's they added all the playoff games. I think that's going to overtake that anyway with the money. Like, how many weeks is the playoffs now?
Four.
Three?
But, four. Like, I like, it makes sense what y'all are saying. But, like, that's, like, completely erasing a football tradition in college. Like, that's getting that completely out of here. When, like, it used to be, like, the Orange Bowl was something that people really strive to go play in. I think, I don't know. I see both sides of it.
So with the 4 weeks of playoffs, do they have less games in the regular season?
No, they still have the same amount. It's just, there was, like, traditionally, the season usually ended around December 6th through December 12th. Now, they still ended around that same time. But in the past, like, December 6th through January 1st, literally teams who were playing in the playoffs, they had that whole month prepared. So now they're just taking up that whole month is just playoff games.
Okay.
So the season is – I think the season got a little bit longer. I think, like, the final championship game is, like, January 13th instead of – what is it, Jamie? You know what it is, Jamie? It's like January, like, 13th or 18th instead of January 10th.
I think that's better for college football anyway, because by the time you get to the national championship and it's the final two teams and you're just waiting, by the time you get to the actual game, I feel like only the real – like, I mean, obviously college football fans are going to watch it, but only the fans of those two teams are going to still care. After a month of no football and only the two teams you don't even care about are playing the national championship – It's especially during that time, the NFL is ramping up the playoffs.
I'm curious about the even I know we talked about not talking about this. This is only a little side bit, just because I'm comparing it. But like, even the game, it talks about wear and tear. I'm curious how wear and tear is going to, like, be on these players right now. Like, these guys, some of these guys, I'm not Joe Burrow. If Joe Burrow had to play four extra games, and he's already beat up. And they don't get that. They don't get that month to restore. You know. Those players, they got that.
Man, it costs to be a boss, man.
If I know, regardless of if I lose or win these playoffs, I am going to be a number one overall pick.
Then you yourself need to not play that.
Exactly. But
you can't have your cake and eat it too.
That's my whole point right there. Is like, are these guys?
I mean, I'm sure somebody will come along that's like a super phenom, and they're like, I'm not playing none of these games.
Yeah.
Like, the GOAT of college. Like, if it was Tim Tebow, he'd be like, I'm not playing this.
Tim Tebow will play.
Just a personality thing. But yeah. I'm saying, like, that's
Johnny Manziel.
I don't know. He'd be like, nah, I ain't playing that.
He go just to party. I don't know if he actually plays.
And in the NIL era, oh yeah, Johnny Manziel definitely wasn't playing no college game.
If y'all thought Johnny Manziel was a – I mean, he was getting paid back then, too, so – It really didn't. It really
under
didn't.
The table.
Yeah, under the table.
Yeah, under the table. Imagine if he was signing deals. Oh my God.
He probably wouldn't have made it to the NFL. Like, at all. Because he probably would have felt like he got too much money at that party. When if he had real money too, like real legal money.
Yeah, bro.
Listen, and I was looking on TikTok and I saw a couple of his past, like the Shannon Sharp, you know, interview stuff. And then, like, on the same feed, I was, like, looking at his highlights and stuff. And, man, Johnny Manziel was –
He was one of them, bro.
Yeah. Like, I forgot how good he actually was.
I think he was so cool to be, like –
He was playing high and drunk, too.
Yeah, like, a hangover. Like, bro, you're so cool. Like, God, I bet being his friend was lit. I bet if you was his roommate, y'all would turn, bro. Oh, man.
But
so I guess predictions real quick.
Yeah, I guess we can. If we got y'all got them? No.
Not really, bro.
Jamie, you want to do predictions?
I can muster them up.
You muted, Jamie.
We can actually table it till next week, though.
Yeah, I didn't know if we should wait for Mainline because
we
should, I think.
The only thing that's happening is FSU Georgia Tech. So we can talk about that and then do our predictions.
I just want to make sure we have a week for college football and a week for NFL.
Yeah.
We do, right?
NFL starts the following week after that one. So, like, What Now fans, what we can do next Tuesday, we'll talk about college football, actually kick it off, and then the next Tuesday following that, we'll kick off NFL.
All right, perfect.
Bull with me. Bull with them.
So tune in to hear our final locked in predictions.
Yes, sir. Dang, I feel like this was a quick podcast so far. That was our last topic, right?
Yeah. It was about an hour. You ain't done it in a while.
Yeah, dang. Time fly by when you having fun, man.
So much fun.
All right, well, I guess it is time for the scripture of the day. As always, we are coming from Psalm 16, verse 8. And David said, I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. There you go. So continue to set your eyes upon the Lord. Continue to trust on him. Don't be shaken. All right, people. Well, it was a wonderful. We are happy to be back. We know it's been a long time. We had too many people asking us, where's the podcast? Where's it coming out? It's here finally. So we're back here again, launching next Wednesday, 9 a.m. sharp. Make sure you turn your alerts on. Tell your auntie, tell your uncle.
Season 5, we back.
Dang, season 5. Wow. Ooh, we've been at this for a while. Turn up the likes, man. Subscribe. We need more subscribers. We need more likes. We need more
followers. A lot of content on the way, man. Y'all gonna see us. Y'all gonna get tired of us. We don't even care. We don't care no more.
We don't. So. All right, people. Until next week, we'll see y'all. Peace.